Recorded Books and RB Digital present The Oddmire, Book 1, Changeling, by William Ritter, narrated by Jonathan Todd Ross. Prologue. A very long time ago, humans and fairies and elves and dolphins and all of the other intelligent beings of the world got sick of one another, which was understandable as intelligent beings were all pretty much rubbish in those days. After much arguing, they decided to split up the world and build a sort of magical wall between the two halves. On the human side of the barrier, life would be governed by logic and reason and the laws of nature. It would be an honest world of soil and struggle. The other side would be ruled by forces more ancient than any earthly science. A world of magic and madness and raw potential. Humans called their side the Earth, and magical beings called their side the Anwyn. All except for the gnomes, who called it Pippin Gillywhipple, which is one of many reasons that, to this day, nobody from either side much cares for gnomes. For many centuries, the wall stood, a sort of veil between two worlds, invisible, but everywhere. Neither side could see or touch the other, and in time, many creatures forgot there was another world at all. This remained the state of things until rogue groups brought their simmering strife to an unruly boil, and a new war broke out. As it turned out, intelligent beings were still fairly rubbish if not properly supervised. The resulting battle blasted a great, gaping hole right through the invisible barrier. When the dust had settled, some felt the hole in the wall should be patched back up, and others felt the barrier should come down entirely. In all the hubbub, nobody noticed, as the thing that had been inside the wall, the thing that may have been the very soul of the wall, escaped. Nobody was watching, as the thing that had spent countless centuries listening at the cracks and growing hungrier and hungrier slipped past the rubble and across the bloody battlefield. Nobody saw it slide quietly into the forest. The thing clutched at shadows as it moved between the trees, drawing the darkness around itself like a riding cloak. It had never known sunlight or birdsong or honey-sweet breezes or even the sound of its own name. If the thing even had ever had a name, it had never had anyone to speak it. The thing whipped past mossy boulders, through towering trees, and over the muggy, murky Oddmire. When it reached the very heart of the wildwood, it finally slowed and came to rest. The trees grew more densely there, and the air was still. Even the sound of the birds died away. The shadows here were thick and heavy, and the thing gathered them up greedily. The thing knew shadows. In that sunless, starless place between worlds, there had been shadows so absolute they had no form. The thing's whole world had been a shadow. Its whole life had been one great shadow, and within it, the thing had felt impossibly small. But the shadows in this new place were different. They would do as it bid them. They were powerful, those shadows of stones and boulders and tall pine trees and the pieces torn from them felt comfortable as they knit together across the thing's back. The thing felt strong. Beneath its swelling cloak of darkness, the thing began to take on new shapes, bigger shapes, terrible shapes. Still, there was one shadow that caught the thing like a thorn, its own. The creature's meager slip of a shadow followed it, clung to it, taunted it, with its own true trifling form. The creature plunged its talons into the forest floor, and for a time, the only sound was the scratching of unseen claws digging into the soil. When the hole was deep enough, the thing turned its talons in on itself. It tore and it ripped.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?